This is Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman, addiction and wellness specialist, motivational speaker, and author, helping individuals, couples, and families regain a sense of control, leading to personal growth, wellness, and a more fulfilling life. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. You know, our health and wellness in on-demand world is really changing day by day. And imagine being able to boost your mood as easily as you could order dinner. Thanks to my guest, Lauren Wallach, a full range of health and wellness tools are now in the palm of your hand anytime you need them. Lauren is the co-founder and CEO of MindSail, an innovative platform that connects you with the top experts who offer bite-sized coaching sessions where you can learn new tools such as meditation, breathing exercises, visualizations, and affirmations. Lauren will share the story with us of MindSail and how its multifaceted approach to wellness can help all of you reach peak mental performance and also gain a deeper understanding of your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Lauren, welcome to the show. I'm so honored to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so exciting. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, for me, obviously, I really value like any new way that people can get health and wellness tools in their hands, you know? And so with an app like this, it's just so phenomenal. So can you tell us a little bit about what MindSail is and how you got started?
Absolutely. So MindSail is an app with original programs from best experts, authors, clinical psychologists, world-renowned speakers, thought leaders that have specific insights and actions to help people tackle whatever is emotionally weighing them down. So whether it's relationship issues, career, stress, addiction, you know, or general anxiety around life, you know, most of our programs are audio and video format, so they can, you know, people can access it anytime, anywhere. And then on the flip side, we have a feature called Mood Boost, which are quick exercises to really turn your negative thoughts into a positive state of mind. So whether you're about to go into a work meeting that you're nervous about, or you're having trouble sleeping or need a boost of confidence, you know, before a date, we have like various emotions you can choose from. So it's, you know, a bit quicker.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. I know. And just to let everyone know, I'm going to be working with MindSail to help them with their addiction program. So it's going to be really exciting. And I just love, you know, the different, you know, MindSail is so different and unique to other apps out there and other programs that are available because they acknowledge the fact that sometimes we have to reframe our thoughts, you know, and it's a really great thing to have a tool like this to help the cognitive piece of it all. Cause sometimes we need someone or we need like someone outside ourselves to kind of say, hey, why don't you look at this way? Or maybe we can, you know, kind of remember, you know, like, let's say some advice or some affirmation about really, you know, being grateful or creating an exercise where they can all of a sudden see that what, you know, what's really going on is not so much a big deal. And that's just so unique. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, utilizing technology, we're able to break down a lot of the barriers that have kept people from getting the help that they need, whether it's cost, time, access. I think, you know, finding the right person that resonates with you, whatever issue that you're going through. So it's a great stepping stone to find out what tools and what, you know, content really resonates to change the way that you're thinking or feeling.
Mm-hmm. And so you personally, like when you obviously came up with this idea, was it based on some of your past experiences of not finding help or not finding a way to kind of like, you know, give you another perspective?
Absolutely. I mean, MindSail was really born out of, you know, a very personal need. I've personally battled with depression and different issues. And there was a time in my life where I was, you know, going through a very difficult time, whether it was a bad breakup, dealing with depression and dealing with, is this the right career path for me in my previous job, and really navigated the landscape of mental health. And whether I feel like trying to find a therapist is pretty much like dating. Like, does this person resonate? Do I feel comfortable? Am I getting feedback that's actually helping me move forward? And for me, there was no really one silver bullet to kind of help me navigate, is realizing for me it was really more of a holistic approach of, you know, finding different experts that, you know, had different perspectives to really change that. And also, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of apps out there that are just based on meditation. And for me, when I was going through a specific issue, like meditation didn't really help me as much. So learning new breathing exercises, learning, you know, nutrition plays such a great part of your, you know, mental wellness as well. So having, you know, in our app, we're going to be launching a nutrition section as well. You know, I also think there's just such a big stigma around mental health amongst our peers when it comes to showing stress, anxiety, and sadness and emotional vulnerability. And when you really look at the space, you know, 1 in 5 people, you know, suffer from some kind of mental health issue. And, you know, I realize, why aren't we talking about this more in the open? You know, and there's so much stigma around, will people want to date me? Will people want to hire me, knowing that, you know, you've battled with these issues? So I think having an app and having that accessibility is really important, and really changing the dialogue around, you know, mental health.
Totally. And I agree with you. I think it is a way in which people stay kind of stuck because they don't feel like they don't have a right to talk about it, or there's not an outlet for them to talk about it. So this is hopefully really lifting that stigma and normalizing it too, which is fantastic. So let's talk about also you have such an amazing group of experts and doctors and, you know, authors and speakers, and just people that are amazing. So how has it been for you to kind of, you know, learn through creating these programs? And can you tell our audience a little bit about what to expect and a little bit more about the categories that they could find?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we've really curated an amazing array of experts from various backgrounds. You know, for example, we have an expert that used to be Lena Sisko, who was a military interrogator, and she used to interrogate terrorists at Guantanamo Bay, and she has an amazing book called How to Spot Lies and Get the Truth, and she created an amazing program for us on the app, really how to spot lies and get the truth in everyday life, so whether finding out if your partner is cheating on you or if you're being lied to from your boss. So we have, you know, great experts like that. To, you know, Dr. Jill Weber, who created an amazing program around relationships of how to get over a breakup, and a relationship program around intimacy. I think right now in the, you know, the digital age and dating apps, it's, you know, it's really changed the way people date and, you know, intimacy and things like that. So she has a great program around that.
So amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing.
And
no, so cool.
And especially, you know, addiction, I think, is going to be an amazing category for us that we are going to be launching next month, as you as an amazing expert. And we have an expert, Dr. Carter Stout, who has such an amazing story himself, went from almost being homeless to, you know, and being an addict to now having his PhD and helping a bunch of people get sober. I think it's really interesting having experts that have experienced the issue and have overcome it. It's really interesting taking advice from people that have actually experienced those things. We have an amazing depression expert, Kevin Briggs, who patrolled the Golden Gate Bridge and has talked down hundreds of people from jumping off the bridge.
Wow.
So there's definitely an array of interesting experts and stories.
Yeah, so impressive. I mean, you guys really have curated like such a great team of people to help everybody that comes in and gets this app. So this is fantastic. And do you think that, like, nowadays, since we're talking about the digital age, do you think that we're more disconnected than ever? Do you feel like this is connecting us? I know it's kind of like, you know, it could be looked at in both ways, but I mean, I know you guys are doing your part to connect people and to make people feel more connected to each other.
Absolutely. I think definitely we're more disconnected than ever. And I think social media plays a huge role in that, where, you know, you're only seeing one side of someone's story, and it's really their best side, and you don't know the other side, or they're, you know, they're battling with different issues. And I think when you go on social media, especially for, you know, younger generation, it creates a ton of anxiety and sadness because you're seeing other people living their best life and not really knowing the truth behind that. And I also think with dating apps too, it's so easy to, you know, just have these relationships online and never really, you know, actually having conversations. If you're looking now, it's like most people that are dating are now just texting. Like, what happened to the times where guys or girls actually call you and have real conversations? So I think kind of living behind this, you know, mask of technology. And for us, my business partner, Elise Colin, and I, we're really passionate about, you know, you're seeing how technology changes so many different industries and breaking different barriers. And, you know, for us, it was so important to create technology that really was actually, you know, in this mental health space. And I do think that there's a ton of new apps that are actually, you know, helping people versus that aren't just a distraction.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, like you said, like, everyone needs to be mindful and aware that you're only seeing one side of the story. And I feel like there's, especially like in this generation, this younger generation, there's so many people that are comparing and feeling like they're not doing enough with their lives and keeping up with everybody. And so I always urge people to, like, you know, clear out, get rid of it. Like, you know, like, I almost think it's like cleaning out your closet of things, like maybe accounts you follow or how often you're on social media. Just kind of be aware and get rid of the things that cause you anxiety, because I think anxiety is something so prevalent amongst, you know, I think 85% of the population, like, has had experiences of severe anxiety. I mean, it's a high number. And I think it's all, like what you said, was coming from, you know, what's going on in our society, what's going on in our world, and the acceleration of our social media too. Everything's changing all the time. So I think finding, like, tools, like real sustainable tools of how to deal with anxiety is so key. It's like the foundation of, like, building your healthy home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I definitely do think we live in a really, very curated lives with social media where everyone's putting their best foot forward, but it's not really reality. And, you know, there's a ton of people, and it's amazing, actually. A young girl came up, and she has an account called Half the Story, which is really fascinating.
Oh, cool.
It's actually now showing people their real side and the real stories and conversations that are worth starting and talking about. So we love like
that.
Finding things like that. Yeah. So
that is,
no, amazing. I definitely agree.
So have you obviously, but I want to hear your experience. Have you used the app to deal, maybe to deal with some anxiety, like day-to-day anxiety, or does it have to be kind of like a bigger deal or an event that has to happen? I mean, do you guys just give like tools of how to just deal with the day-to-day stressors that could come our way or the things we can't control?
We definitely do both. So I think our programs are more like in depth, whether you're going through a breakup or you're dealing with, you know, depression and addiction and different issues. But I definitely think, you know, for us, it's really about, I think all of our programs are really, I always say, to really heighten your emotional intelligence. So just like Lena's program online, you don't necessarily have to be going through a specific issue, but you just want to be more enlightened about certain subject matters. And then on the flip side, I think our mood boosts are more things to do on an everyday basis to really change, you know, the way that you think. I think a lot of times you're kind of wired to think in a negative way and of really changing the way that you're thinking about things. And I think a lot of times, you know, I think everyone kind of has the tools and resources within themselves to really change and want to change. And I think giving people options of realizing that, hey, you know, I might be a really reactive person. So if I get upset and I don't like that about myself and I don't want to have those type of emotions, and I want to be able to respond and be more, you know, relaxed instead of, you know, wishing I could redo a conversation or a situation that you had at work with a coworker. So for us, it's really, you know, maybe learning new tools such as breathing exercises, meditations, affirmations, and really seeing what's working with you and how to really live your life, you know, in the most healthy way and moving forward, for us is important to offer, you know, both tools.
Yeah, I love that. And I so agree. Like, a holistic approach to everything is the best way, because we can't rely. I mean, nowadays, just as much as the technology is rapidly, you know, growing and changing, so is our pharma industry. And like, there's so many, you know, doctors that will just prescribe pills to help people deal with whatever's going on versus giving them some concrete like tools, you know, and that's where I think MindSail is such a beautiful, wonderful way of like helping yourself, because it's never going to work for people. I've said this before, to take pills long term. That's just band-aiding and like the problem, and it's not really going to the core issue. It's not really giving you ways of dealing with things and teaching you. It's just covering it up.
Absolutely. I think there's, you know, a wide landscape of mental health and people dealing with mental health issues that sometimes do require medication and personalized and therapy, you know, should definitely seek that help. But I really, you know, we also see MindSail as like a stepping stone to therapy to accompany that. And, you know, you can access these programs and tools like whenever, wherever you want. But I do agree that, you know, pills are definitely prescribed very easily. If I can't sleep, I'll take this pill, or I have anxiety, so I'll take this, instead of actually spending the time of learning new ways to rewire your brain and tools that would really help with that.
Yeah, and also if you never learn like what, you know, to sit in these emotions, then you're always going to be uncomfortable with them. You know, you just kind of have to allow yourself to sit and, you know, try different things, maybe listen to somebody's expertise like this. And I just think it's such a, I think it's like the new wave of how everybody starts needs to get on this boat and start understanding themselves better. And I also think what's cool about MindSail is that it's a personalized program, right? So you can, you know, you can be using it for years, and like 1 year you may have, you know, no issues at work and then get a new job and start to have some anxiety. Or, you know, maybe you're dealing with a breakup and then you get into a great relationship. I mean, there's just something for everyone, and it's something that someone could have in their lives continuously.
Absolutely. And I also forgot, there's also a section called Ask the Expert. So if someone, you know, did, let's say, your addiction program, and they have a specific question that they want to ask you, they are able to reach out directly to you, and you can give them feedback.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's so incredible to be able to feel like you can reach someone that you're kind of learning from. Also, because I think nowadays it is kind of hard to feel that those people are accessible. So that's really cool. I'm glad that you guys are doing that. And then the last thing I really wanted to talk to you about is just sleeping. And so many people have issues with sleeping. And again, with the sleep meds, I feel like that's the first line of addressing that. Is people, a lot of young people I see in my offices, they'll say like, oh, my doctor put me on sleep meds, and they're like 20 years old, or they're like 25 years old, and they've been on sleep meds for about 3 or 4 years. Like these, there is no, and then they're scared if they can't fall asleep without it. And, you know, it creates this cycle of just fear. And I wanted to just, you know, like tell our audience a bit how that's addressed.
Yeah, so we have some amazing sleep programs on our app. And it's interesting. I think the common thing is people are saying, I have no energy and I feel tired all day. And our programs are really like holistic, where you start to, you know, we have a program from Dr. Michael Grander, and he explains like sleep hygiene. Like, what is your room like? What is the temperature? How, you know, the light? And are you looking at, you know, it's awful to be looking at your phone and computer before you go to bed. So he really takes you through of what, you know, how to create the most healthy sleep environment. And then also just, you know, different tools of, you know, a big part plays your nutrition. Like, what are you eating before you go to bed? So he's definitely giving you all the tools and resources. And I've done his program, and if you really follow it, it does make a huge difference. We also have sleep meditations that really put you into that like calm state of mind. I think a lot of times right before you go to sleep, if you're thinking about work or you have that stressful thought in your head, it really affects, you know, your whole sleep. And then just obviously like diet throughout the day of what you're eating. You know, if you're, you know, really hooked on caffeine, how does that affect your sleeping patterns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I love that you mentioned that word energy, because I think that's key too. I think a lot of people mistake having low energy, you know, just that naturally they have low energy, but it's not that. You have to take a look at all these parts of your life and kind of, you know, ask yourself and be aware of like, what could that be? And it could be it could be a number of things. And it's just, sometimes they're not obvious, you know? And that's also right. I think some people, you know, that do take sleep meds because they have to, that's fine too. I'm not saying it's terrible for everybody, just as long as the doctor oversees it. But what they're also not understanding is it doesn't really, some of those drugs don't put you into an REM sleep. And sometimes, like you said, if it's not even the drugs, it's your computer's open, the light in your room. Sometimes you don't get to fall into that really restful sleep. And so kind of learning about that, and obviously it sounds like your experts are amazing in teaching this, but that's, you know, everybody has to be open-minded to learn and to kind of explore and keep their mind open on what it could possibly be for them, because we're all wired different and there's something that affects all of us in different ways, you know?
Absolutely. And I think also trying it out, of realizing, you know, not using medication maybe as the first step, and trying a program or trying these new tools. And if that doesn't work, then going to, you know, possibly seeking if medication is the right answer for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And also I think that, like, just kind of taking a look at, like, even grafting a chart, like this is what I would do with my clients, of saying, like, let's look at your nutrition. Let's look at your sleep. Let's look at the clutter even in your house. I just had a conversation with a therapist about that. And I was saying how I was kind of feeling low energy recently, and she was like, what's going on? And, you know, she mentioned like clutter, that she cleaned out her closet. And like, for me, I've been overwhelmed with kind of cleaning out my place and getting rid of things. And she's like, oh, you'll feel so much better. It opens up so much more energy. And even, you know, I came back and did it with one bag and it started doing it, and I did feel much better. So it could be a number of things, you know, it's sometimes, and most of the time, health issues, but sometimes it's even as just like getting organized, having your time, you know, your time managed well, not procrastinating things. Like, there's so many other ways in which we can address the issues of our lives.
Absolutely. And I think also emotionally being drained too. There's so many things of what's happening in your life situationally that's, you know, kind of maybe sucking your energy, and definitely looking at it from a holistic place of what your diet is like. And I definitely agree with the whole organizing. It's definitely, the more organized you feel mentally organized, and it affects all areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. Less chaotic. Yeah, totally. Absolutely. And the emotional piece is huge, like you said, and that's what MindSail addresses too, is sometimes even a relationship, maybe we don't see that it's toxic, or we don't see that it's draining, and to kind of check in with, you know, listen to some of your experts and check in with someone else, and maybe something will resonate or something will remind you of something you're going through. And then, you know, the light bulb moment happens and people really do start to see things from a different angle.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have an amazing, actually, program from Dr. Jill Weber around toxic love, and she takes you through these questions, and you start to release these. A lot of times you're just unaware and you don't know, and you need to have that outside perspective, and doing that questionnaire of saying, oh my God, you know, this, you know, seeing what types of relationships that you are, you know, creating in your life, and if they are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think people see things that when they're in it as clearly as someone else could, or even if like they feel like something is off, or, you know, I don't think they realize to the degree that it's affecting them. So I think everybody should use a program like this, regardless whether you're going through something. I think it's wonderful for every single person out there, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And also the mood part, just the, you know, one more thing about kind of assessing your mood and being aware of your mood. I think so many of us don't check in with ourselves. We just kind of go from task to task, to moment to moment, to the car, to work, to back. And, you know, we don't kind of see like where our anxiety is coming from, what our mood is like, what affects our mood. So I think this program too allows people to be more mindful of their moods. And if they're checking in with their mood every day, then they'll be like, oh yeah, yesterday I was, you know, excited, or I was anxious, or I was this, or I was that. And then you could kind of gauge, oh, what made me excited, or what made me anxious. And so the awareness, I think, is a win-win all around.
Absolutely. And what thoughts that you're telling yourself, and information you're feeding yourself, and how when you change that, how much that actually really affects you, even with energy, right? So if you feel that you're constantly negative and looking at things from a negative perspective, or imagined thoughts, a lot of times you see like most people living out of fear and things that aren't actually happening, but more, you know, fear-based thoughts, and changing that it completely changes your whole outlook and whole perspective on everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I love it. So can you tell everybody how they can find MindSail and give the website and just a little information on how they can get this wonderful tool in their lives?
Sure. So you can download the app in the mm-hmm. Apple Store, and mm-hmm. it's under MindSail, MINDSAIL. And mm-hmm. our website is www.mindsail.com.
That's awesome. And just one more thing. So when they do download it, will it keep an account for them, like an individual account? They could track things just so people understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you download it, we do have, to access the entire library of content is $6 a month, but we do have, a freemium model where you can access like all the mood boost for free, and see some of our content that's open, some of our video content. And then you can track all of your, all of your programs and everything on My MindSail.
Cool. Wonderful. And it's so worth it. Everyone should try MindSail. It's one of the best app out there. So thank you so much, Lauren. Yeah, thank you for being with me this morning. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you all for joining us, and stay well.